Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, what do you eat that makes other people go, ew, or what do you eat that made you go, ugh? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, buddy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So one thing that my family absolutely despises, I think that they despise the idea of it more than anything else, is peanut butter and mayo sandwiches.
Are you shocked that they despise peanut butter and mayo sandwiches?
Hey man, don't knock it till you rock it.
There you go.
So let me get. How long have you been a fan of peanut butter and mayo?
Since I was maybe 12 or 13.
And was this your idea, or did someone else give you the idea?
I think that I grew up really poor, so I think it was just something that we had, and I gave it a shot, and I've loved it ever since.
I've definitely eaten it, just like. Maybe when I started smoking weed, but I think I just put everything in my fridge on a sandwich.
Right. Look, man, we all had a point in time when we were super broke, and I had mayo, I had peanut butter. I just never thought to put them together.
Correct, because I've had just mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah, I've done that. I've had just a peanut butter sandwich. But you're right, man. I can't knock it. I haven't tried it, and I cannot promise you that I'm going to.
Do you toast the bread?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you toast the bread?
Sometimes.
See, I think anything is better when you toast the bread with a sandwich. Except for even a peanut butter and jelly occasionally.
I disagree with peanut butter and jelly, but if I was going to do peanut butter and mayo, I'd probably toast a sandwich. For whatever reason, if my bread's toasted, then I want mayo on there. All right. Okay. Maybe I'll give it a shot and see, but also I might not. I'm thinking I won't.
I'm dunking my pretzel in the orange juice.
All right.
What did you eat that made other people go, ew? Or what did you eat that made people go, ew? Or made you go, ew?
You know what makes me go, ew? Drinking out of these weird little cardboard cups.
We had them.
No, I know.
I just
what, do we have a doctor's office here or something?
It's just
like?
Odd. Like
I think they're tailgating shot glasses.
Oh, okay.
So like yeah, they're good for the environment. All right. Orange juice and pretzel.
Somebody said it was good.
I'm going to soak it in there for a while.
It's not good.
No, it isn't.
It's not the worst thing I've had, but it's not good. You know what it tastes like? Pretzels and orange juice.
I mean, yeah.
Tastes like a soggy-ass pretzel.
It does, with orange juice. And I'm one of those people.
Do you mean like a big pretzel, like a soft pretzel?
I don't know.
That's what they said. They just like pretzels and orange juice.
And look, I'm one of those people that's very, like when I was growing up, all the fast food commercials, take a bite of a burger, and before you even swallow it, they'd take down a big swig of their Coke or their milkshake. So as a kid, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. And I realized, I don't like that combo in my mouth. Like, I typically do not drink anything until I have swallowed my food, with the exception of milk. Because typically, if I have cookies, I don't mind the mix. If I got a donut, I don't mind the mix, right? But almost sodas, orange juice, like if there's food in my mouth, unless I'm choking to death, I'm not going to swig it in there. So the idea of dipping pretzels in orange juice, that's a loser.
All right, that was a fail.
It's just a wet pretzel. Like the flavors don't blend. It's like it tastes like a pretzel that has orange juice on it.
Yeah.
Are we smashing the dislike burger?
I'm giving them.
Don't let them. No, do not thumbs down the video.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm going to finish the orange juice.
Okay.
The orange juice is delicious. I like the pretzel.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not together.
Just, no.
Yeah, that's horrible. A stupid one.
Hello.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Mary Ann, welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
Hola. So, anyway, oh, my God. I came from a family of 8 kids, right? My mom knits peanut butter with everything. The most embarrassing thing ever in the world, you open your lunchbox, and there it was, that peanut butter and mayo, just like you guys were saying.
So
and today,
did you like the peanut butter and mayo? Or did, I understand it's embarrassing, but did you like it or no?
Oh, my God. Back in the day, I didn't. I did not. And today, I love it.
All right.
And peanut butter and pickle, peanut butter and lettuce.
No.
Peanut butter and lettuce.
What do you mean, peanut butter and pickle? Did you miss that?
No, peanut butter and lettuce.
I would rather have peanut butter and lettuce than peanut butter and pickle.
This hard to disagree. I'm with Miles.
Really?
Peanut butter and pickle, somehow I can be like sweet, salty.
Right, okay.
But lettuce? And I like lettuce.
I do too.
It was anything in the fridge that was left over, she'd stick it with peanut butter and put it in our lunchbox.
What was the worst for you?
I think it was the peanut butter and mayo.
Really? So,
back
in the day, you would have taken the peanut butter and mayo over the peanut butter and pickle or peanut butter and lettuce.
Oh, I love the peanut butter and pickle. A dill pickle, nowadays, you take a dill pickle and swig it in a big hunk of peanut butter in that jar, and oh, that is heaven.
Sorry, my finger slipped. That sounds absolutely freaking horrible to me.
God. Okay, well, you know, I mean, what can I say? I'm a girl.
Now,
anyway.
Are you pregnant at the moment? In which case, I go, all right. Now, do you have kids or a husband? And if you do, have you passed on any of your culinary delights to them?
Oh, my God. They cannot stand. I mean, okay, I'm a half Canadian. Canadians mix mayonnaise with everything. I love to take a big hunk of mayonnaise and put it in my cottage cheese and eat it straight like that. They, like, run. They cannot. I mean, my husband hates being in the kitchen with me when I'm eating.
I can't imagine why.
What other weird things do Canadians do? Like, you love your timbits, you got your poutine on, but I did not know that mayo was so huge in Canada.
Oh, God, they mix it with everything. I mean, it goes in mac and cheese. It goes in, I mean, any casserole dish, you've got mayo. It's not sour cream, it's mayo. And it's, I don't know. It's a Canadian thing. I mean, I use
mayo in a lot of different dips and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But mixing it up with cottage cheese is a little wild. And I like both of those things.
It just seems gratuitous. It seems like it's almost too creamy at that point.
Well, you know, it's just, and you just like eat it. You don't like, it's not like a dip. It's like, you know, you put it on a plate or in a dish and eat it.
Just eat it with your spoon.
Okay.
I'll try a little bit of that tonight.
Of all the things you've said, I would try the cottage cheese and mayo before the peanut butter and lettuce, the peanut butter and pickles, or the peanut butter and mayo.
I will say, I have a buddy, Matt, right? MCTP from the podcast. So we were over at his dad's house a couple years ago. I'm very proud of my spinach dip, right? And said, I'll make it for you. Mitch takes one little bite of it, and he goes, yeah, I know your secret. Would you add a little dollop of mayonnaise? I'm like, God damn, you're good. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Culinary genius,
you're right.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the guy I want to be a food critic.
Yeah.
To say, like, either I liked it or I didn't, because that's all a food critic can offer. But after that, say, like, without even asking the chef, I know what they put in here.
Tug on Sherlock Holmes of food over here.
Okay.
Because he's like, look, it's good. He goes, but I know you threw mayonnaise in here. Like, that's your secret ingredient. Yeah. I was like, all right, you got me.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ew? Or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK.
Are we trying this first?
What do we got here, Miles? What is
this? This is a Oreo cookie. Someone said that they liked Oreos with cheddar cheese in the middle. So what we have is a little block of cheddar cheese.
And you can try to undo
it. You basically, you know, just open up your Oreo. And
why is it so easy to do as an adult, but splitting an Oreo as a child was like, I don't know, trying to solve cold fusion?
I think because these are probably expired, so they're just falling apart here.
Oh, you got those next door?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a good chance.
And you were a child.
The expired cafe.
Hey, see what the expiration date is on that.
Oh, God, man. You really?
You bought that milk that was like 6 months old.
No, I know. I did not know that. And then I didn't even open that damn thing. This is the problem. When you can't read the expiration date because it's so old.
It's expired.
You know, it's just. Yeah, but you know what, man? Oreos never die.
Oh, crap.
Miles,
what happened?
We this, might have a winner here.
This might what? Not be that bad.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Really?
Bro, yeah. I'm saying this. Yeah. This is not bad.
This isn't that bad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
I think the chocolate and the cheese really just hits.
Something.
This is actually good, man.
I'm glad I saw Mike because I was like, I don't want to be the fat guy, but these are really good.
This is wild.
Okay.
This was made by a fat dude at 2 a.m.
Yeah. We got a winner. We're not even stone.
Wow.
I should have brought a joint in.
You didn't have to be high for this one.
Man,
no.
That's well, awesome. The consistency of the cheese fits with the cream of the Oreo.
Yeah. I don't even know what that cream is supposed to be.
I mean, all the sensations are correct there, and then the flavor is just a different, it's a different twist. This is actually, good. This is pretty tremendous.
They just make cheddar Oreos.
Here's the comment.
Smash that like burger.
It's crazy, but I like to place a thin slice of cheddar in between my Oreo cookies.
Well, that wasn't thin.
Yeah, we had like that thick boy in there. Mm. It still tasted good.
That was real good.
Damn, man.
I did not have high hopes for that, but that was good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.